Welcome to Heathen in the Hedge. This is a podcast about marriage, magic, and beyond. My name is Merlin.
And I'm Shay.
Today,
we're asking 21 questions.
Yeah, we're asking 21 questions, but more specifically, I think these, we searched the internet so hard today. For the 21 perfect questions for a first date.
Yeah.
Yeah, or just to get to know anybody, but
I think it's fun when we do stuff that is just kind of silly.
Yeah.
And I like when we kind of think a little bit outside the box. But hey, why not give you all like the best questions to ask?
Yeah. Some of these questions seem silly, but I've orchestrated them in a way that I believe you can truly get to know somebody.
Okay.
So, first question, are you a better talker or a better listener?
I would say I'm definitely, that's hard, but I think like, honestly, I'm a better talker.
Yeah.
I talk and I express myself quite a bit and I do listen, but I definitely talk. I talk a lot. What about you?
I think I'm a better listener unless the person that I'm speaking to is stupid.
Well, that's subjective, but that you believe to be that they're presenting as someone of unintelligence.
Yeah.
At the time.
I think I'm pretty balanced, though. I think I'm a pretty balanced listening and talking most of the time.
I mean, I do think so. I think so, too. But I definitely could improve, which I'm working on.
Me, too. What's your favorite season and why?
You go first.
I like spring, especially living here because the winters are so damn long. Like, the winters are so long here. It just seems like so many months of death, so it's nice. It's nice when stuff starts coming back to life and the weather starts getting warm again.
So, you know, I'm usually a fall person.
Yeah.
I really like autumn because that's when, like, the seasons are changing. You know, everything is, like, it's right before the cold, also right before my birthday.
Yeah.
But it's, like, I think since living here, actually, though, I've become more of like a summer person.
Yeah.
Like I actually do kind of enjoy the summer because there is a lot of things to do. The sun is always shining. You can get out. Like you literally can be on the go. It doesn't get dark until like 8 o'clock. I mean, like you just have like this long day.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm a summer to fall person just because I feel like it does give you that, without the heat.
yeah.
It's actually not too bad. And you usually have a lot of things to do. And that's what I like.
For sure. I think when we lived in Oklahoma, I was more of a fall person because the summers are so long there.
And they're so hot.
So it's, and the, like,
and
the,
muggy.
And the fall colors are so much prettier in Oklahoma than they are here. Because
you have to drive to a spot that has.
No, I'm saying like even here, like even the pretty places here, like it's just yellow. That's the color. It's,
I mean, they do have yellow. Other colors, but yes, yellow is the main color.
Yeah.
You see a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But I liked Oklahoma's fall colors better.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree.
What do you hoard?
What do I hoard?
Yeah. Do you hoard anything? A large collection of anything?
I have a lot of big collections of things, but I would think probably one of the one things that I feel like I always try to get rid of, but I never get rid of, no matter how hard I try, is my shoes.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I have a lot of shoes, and even though I don't always wear all of them, I feel like I like having options to go with any outfit.
Yeah.
And so for that reason, I have a ton of them.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I try to downsize them, I still have like two tubs of them. So it just feels kind of like overkill. What about you?
Mine would be work boots and clothes and probably books.
I mean, yeah.
Mostly clothes, though. Like I've got so many clothes that I just need to get rid of, but I haven't.
Well, I don't think that your clothes are as bad. It's really more like they're work clothes and you can't really get rid of them.
I know.
But I don't think the clothes are that bad.
I also have like an abundance of walking sticks and staffs and like little statues and trinkets and like crystals.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The staffs are out of hand. What was your favorite birthday?
You know, I've had a lot of good birthdays. It would be like a tie between, oh man, God, we had so many good birthdays. It would be a tie, I think, between like my 16th birthday and my 25th birthday.
Yeah.
Because they were both pretty like highlights, pretty big highlights of my life.
Yeah.
My 16th, this is going to sound like really, like this is going to sound like over the top, but I want you all to realize that like, I did come from a lot of poverty. So this was actually the one time in my life where my mom really actually went all out for me. So when I say this, don't think like, oh my man, she came from like she's a brat. Like, no, no, no. Trust me.
You are a brat.
I'm not.
I'm just playing.
I'm a self-built brat, maybe, because yeah. Now that like I've come from poverty a little, I want to splurge a little bit. I don't want to live in my poverty mindset, if that's the wording. What's wrong with being a little bougie? But I think like when my 16th birthday came around, like I got like a limo and, or no, not my 16th. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of my 18th birthday, you all. Sorry. My 18th birthday was actually really good. So my 18th or my 25th, because my 16th was actually really good too, but my 18th was better.
Just pick one.
I know. I had a lot of them. I'm sorry. Because every couple of years, my mom would try to do a really good birthday for me. So the 18th birthday was like one of the really good ones. I like got a limo and went around town with friends. And we went to like strip clubs. And then we went to like some bars. And then we got like a hotel room for the night. And we like swam and ate pizza and drank and like, I was 18, but whatever. It was fun. It was like super fun. And then my 25th, we had like that roaring 20s party that was kind of like Gatsby themed.
Uh-huh.
Very art deco.
That was a big one.
One was so fun. Like we just had everybody come our and house, like all the get up. Our house was packed.
It was so full of people.
So packed with people. And we were
and I'm just happy having to say,
such a good time.
I'm happy to say I wasn't the drunkest person at that party either.
Well, remember I bought that like shotgun that looked like it was a vodka bottle full of.
There was more smoking going on there than drinking.
I
mean,
there was, but I'm saying I bought like a huge vodka bottle that was shaped like
it looked like a Tommy gun.
Like a Tommy gun because it was a 20s. It was like a 20s.
20s themed.
A 20s themed vodka or whatever. It was like a freaking $60 vodka bottle that was gone within like 5 seconds because we had like, I don't know, 30 people in our house.
The bottle was badass, but the vodka itself was shitty vodka.
It was the worst vodka ever. All you were doing was paying for the freaking bottle.
Yeah, itself. It was cool though. It was very cool.
But it was cool. I kept the bottle for a long time.
Yeah.
What about you? Did you have any good birthdays?
I've never really enjoyed birthdays.
Well, I'm sure you've had one or two good birthdays.
But this year, for some reason, like it was fun. We didn't do much, but you made me the German chocolate cake, and it was just like simple and like laid back, nothing crazy. Like I don't like big birthday parties for myself. I don't want a bunch of people.
I thought
over.
You were gonna say your favorite was that time that your mom brought you that cake that looked just like you.
That was gonna be the next one. Okay. I was gonna mention.
Okay,
was,
good. I was like, come on, that man. That like one was a good one.
27th or 28th birthday.
No. You were older than that, baby. You were like 30.
Was I 30?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure that one was like was your 30th birthday.
Yeah, because it was because we were in the first apartment. Yeah. In Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a good one. But my mom had a cake made that looked like me.
And had a red beard.
Yeah. Like big. Yeah.
It was so cute.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah. Definitely.
I got so drunk that time. That
you
birthday.
You did. That's
don't
what,
don't that, do that anymore.
I know. That's why I said well, because it did end kind of rocky, but the day itself was actually pretty good.
It was a pretty chill day.
Yeah.
but I honestly, this year's birthday, my 36th birthday, was probably my favorite one yet, because it was, we didn't do shit. It was just birthday cake, a German chocolate cake. Did we even get to do presents that day?
I bought you that.
Oh yeah, you bought me the
Oh, the plaque over there.
Yeah.
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 I bought you the, it's like a wooden carved,
like Norse pagan, plaque, like placard. I've got it sitting on my altar. It says, it's better to be a wolf of Odin than a lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. This year was a good one. I liked it. did you have any pets growing up?
Yes. My very first pet was a hamster named Hazel.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved her quite a bit.
Yeah.
And when she died, I had a hamster funeral for her. Like, I had literally invited friends and family over to my house. Because, you guys, I was like 9 at the time. Or no, 10, I believe. So it was pretty a big deal when I lost my hamster. Mm-hmm. And I invited all my friends and family over. I had a little hamster funeral for her. I sang her a song. And I buried her in the backyard. And I even gave her a little cross. And I even, yeah, like, it was a really big deal.
Yeah.
My little hamster. But I did have a couple of like other pets too along the way. You know, I had a dog here and there, and I think I even had a dog before I had the hamster, but that wasn't my dog really. Like, I was so young. I think it belonged to someone my mom was dating, or maybe they got the dog and the dog lived at my house, but I don't remember the dog ever being in the house or me ever socializing really that hard with the dog. So I'm pretty sure the hamster is going to be the first one I'm going to call.
We had cats.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not a lot of cats at one time, but I can, like, my entire childhood, we always had a cat. And
at some point.
Yeah. And then my dog, Wiley, he was a big one.
Right.
And then I had, like, a wolf dog. Like, he was half timber wolf and half German shepherd. His name was Bear.
Oh.
He was a cool dog.
Well, that's cool.
But yeah, we had pets, but mostly cats. We had 2 main dogs and just, yeah, some cats, a couple of cats. What about, where would you be the happiest to live? Like, where would you want to live?
Man. I definitely feel like, I'm Colorado is starting to grow on me. But I do think that
it's starting to grow on us again.
Yeah, I think that in some way it is kind of growing on us. But, you know, if I had to really think of my long term plan, I know that we're going to probably end up like trying to go overseas for the most part and trying to like secure some kind of like a property there. So
for sure.
I know that overseas is where I want to be, and whether like, I haven't really decided exactly where. I've thought of like Wales or freaking Germany or like somewhere in the UK. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I would just like to do something like that. I believe that, there's so much of the world that I just haven't experienced, and I want to spend the rest of my other part of my life like experiencing it.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely don't want to continue to only see one part of one side of the world.
For sure. Me either. Mine would definitely be somewhere overseas too. Like,
oh, I know you said Morocco, right?
Morocco would be cool.
Yeah, like we could definitely.
I would
take
definitely
a trip to
like
Morocco.
To travel there.
Yeah.
But to live, definitely anywhere in the UK, I feel like that would be like a very cool place. I've always been fascinated with Iceland. Like, I think that would be a badass place to live. Norway, of course.
It would be hard for me.
Anywhere in Europe.
Anywhere that's, like, super cold. But, I mean, I could probably adjust.
Anywhere in Europe or, like, yeah. Yeah, anywhere in there, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And it's going to be mostly, like, you know, maybe it'll be a part-time thing or, like, a shared thing. I don't think
I'll want to come back.
I'm saying if... we don't find a place that really like clicks for us, because I know that we like to move around until something feels really comfortable. And
mm-hmm.
so far, Colorado is starting to grow on us, but we do believe that with our long-term plans, it may not be the correct fit for always.
Yeah.
But it is okay for now.
Yeah. Have you ever read a book that changed your life?
So one of my favorite books is like Fahrenheit 51.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Fahrenheit 451.
It's Fahrenheit
I'm pretty sure it's Fahrenheit 451. And that's
I think I'm going to reread it sometime soon. It was probably one of the books that really kind of stuck in my mind when I was growing up, because I really enjoyed the fact that it was almost like this utilitarian type of world where, you know, they were just outlawing all of these things, and it's almost like this alternate,
like dystopian kind of
kind of like this alternative universe that could totally happen, and the fact that they were, you know, kind of putting like all of these rules in place and different things that were really restricting to people, but in a way
sounds familiar,
which then, you know, results in a revolt and everyone, you know, standing up for themselves and books being burned. I don't know. This book is amazing if you never read it. But that one probably was definitely one of my favorites growing up. I feel like when I read that, for some reason, it gave me this feeling inside of like the like it kind of like gave me that reminder that I am a rebel.
Yeah.
Like, I'm that person who's always rooting for the revolution.
Yeah, for sure. I've actually never read that book, but I would like to. And we have it, so I should do that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Maybe we can read it together.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Is there another book, though, that you liked, really?
Mary Shelley's Frankenstein was the first book that I ever read, and it, like, grabbed me, like, emotionally and, like, psychologically, because that is a... That whole book is basically tackling the idea that, like, morals are subjective. And you really see from that book, like, how people can be affected by their societies and, like, do terrible things. But when you look at the root of why people do terrible things, it's not really their fault. like, it's just a movie that made me question, like... subjective morality and it's a brilliantly written book in every way possible.
I have never read that book. I would like to read it. I want to read more books. I've been thinking about, I was gonna say contemplating, but same thing. I've been contemplating reading more books. Trying to take more time to read more books. It is hard for me because I am a really busy bee man. And it's hard to slow down, but I do want to, like, incorporate maybe, like, 30 minutes of reading at the beginning of my day, or even longer if I can actually, you know, squeeze in the time. Because I wake up really early and sometimes, and it's like, you know, instead of grabbing my phone to check my notifications or seeing what my clients need or yada, 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 because I'm so busy, maybe, you know, take that first hour and just, like, read a book.
Right now I'm reading The Hermetica. It's a translation by Timothy Frick and Peter Gandy, but it's a pretty solid book on like ancient Egyptian philosophy and stuff. It's supposed to be like the teachings of Hermes. Pretty badass. That's pretty book. Cool. Pretty badass book. Next question: how old do you feel?
How do I feel? So I'm 28, or I'm sorry. Ooh, I'll be 28 this year. My, I am 27. But I feel more like, I would say 35.
Yeah.
I would say I feel more 35 or more like maybe even closer to like 40. I don't know. And it depends on the day, because sometimes I do feel kind of like immature and like irresponsible. But I think that's just my personality.
Yeah.
That's definitely just my personality. Yeah. I have those days where I'm just like, fuck it, let's be reckless. Like, that's just me, because... Sag energy, that's who I am. But I do feel like, yeah, in general, I'm definitely like a 40-year-old serious woman. I have a lot of stuff going on, and I'm definitely like always on the go.
Yeah. Oh god,
I feel kind of old, but I'm definitely young.
Yeah,
good. You're, though, you're still, I have the energy for it.
Still youthful.
Like, good, because I have the energy for it. Like, that's what I'm saying. I need the energy for all the things that I have on my plate.
Yeah. For me, God, physically, I still feel like I'm in my mid-20s. Like, it doesn't feel like I'm 36. But in my head, like, emotionally, Emotionally, I feel like a good solid 87. And I say that because, man, sometimes, especially with the way that the world's been like crazy lately.
Yeah.
Like, I hate to say it, but I just don't give a fuck sometimes. Like, I feel like I've been here too long.
Right.
And I don't know if that's like something about like an old soul thing. I don't know. Or maybe it's just that there's been so much like bullshit with my generation of people. Like,
right.
We've like literally...
can't outrun it.
We've literally had like three end of world scenarios. We had Y2K, 2012, yeah. Like yeah. This pandemic bullshit. Like, I don't care anymore. Like,
oh, yeah.
If it kills me, it kills me. I couldn't give two shits anymore. I feel like sometimes, like inside, I feel like I've been around too long.
That's for sure. I definitely do have those days where I wake up and I kind of go, like, you know, if I was to go out today, I'd be all right. But at the same time, I do have a lot of things I want to do, and I have a lot of things I want to accomplish.
Me too.
And I don't want to go before I have those things done. So
I mean, I'm not ready to die.
I just feel old inside. I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I do want to die. I'm not gonna lie. But like, not like in a I want to do it myself kind of way. Just kind of one of those like I'm really tired kind of ways. Like,
if I
went to sleep right now and didn't wake up, I'd be okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the same time, I do have a lot of things I want to do, so I can't give up. That's why I keep going even though I'm tired. The drive in me doesn't matter. That's why I'm a Sag. I feel that fire. Like, you can't put me out.
Yeah.
I'm always soldering, maybe. I might be shimmering a little bit down there.
Uh-huh.
Just a little simmer.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not dead yet.
Yeah.
The flame is still there.
Yeah.
I'm always burning.
Yeah, I've still got like a kerosene lamp inside of me, still flickering in the darkness. And speaking of youth, what is the funniest thing your inner child still wants?
The funniest?
Or wants right now? Like, I'll start mine.
Yeah, go.
Recently, this is just like, just goofy, but I really friggin' want it. And they're somewhat affordable.
Okay.
You can buy like these like half-sized arcade machines and they've got one that is the Ninja Turtles like Street Fighter style fighting games.
Okay.
And me and my brother played it in the early 90s on like Nintendo and Super Nintendo. Mm-hmm. And I really want to fucking get that machine. Like, they're only like $200-$250 and it's like a full size, that's like half size arcade machine with, and I want it so freaking bad.
Well,
I freaking love Ninja Turtles.
Oh, God.
Ninja Turtles.
I just don't know how.
That should have been a freaking really question.
Any room in there. I'm sorry.
That should have been a question.
We don't have any room in our house for that. Okay, for me, I have always wanted an egg chair.
Yeah.
And I would love to get one day still.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think it would be cool.
I've always, like, they're just so cute. Like, my dream would be to walk into a thrift store and there it is, a 70s vintage orange lined tan plastic egg chair.
You know what would be really cool?
And it's like under like $300, you guys. But it's never happened for me. I've always like hoped that one day I would just walk in and there it is. But it's never happened. So.
You know what would be badass?
I'm still holding out, manifesting always.
You know what would be badass? Like an oversized egg chair with a closing hatch so you can just shut yourself inside of it.
No, I have claustrophobia.
And you could get out easy.
No, but I'd be afraid that the latch would get stuck and I'd be stuck inside.
There wouldn't be a latch.
I'm too afraid. I don't want it to have a door on it. But I do like the idea of it being big enough that I can lay in it. Kind of like that one that we had on the cruise ship. The chair was so big that you could just lay in it and pass out. Ugh, that was nice.
Yeah, we caught some people doing some...
some very explicit,
R-rated... some unmentionable things.
Situational things in those egg chairs up there.
And yeah, they didn't stop whenever
they didn't care when we saw what they were doing. They were like, oh, you're enjoying the show? Keep watching. We were like, oh my.
Oh God, yeah. Yeah, like.
We actually left. We were like, let's just vacate the premises.
Well, it was up at the front. Okay. It was up at the front of the cruise ship. There was like, it was the no adults allowed area, like right up in front of like the, what do you call it? Like the captain's area, like where they steer the ship.
Yeah.
And, we were just going up there because we went up there. I think I was reading a book. We took a little nap. Mm-hmm. Then we like stood up and like we're just looking over the rail, just looking out at the ocean. And I like glance over to my left and they're probably in their mid 40s are just going after it. And
you mean she was going after it. Yeah. I mean, you all.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Just take that for what it is, for what that. For what that sounds
and
like.
And eye contact was made, and we darted immediately. Yeah, we were just like, oh, shit. Okay,
wow. We were like, let's give them some privacy.
What's your go-to French fry dip?
You know, if I had to really, like, choose... Oh man.
That's a hard one.
I really like spicy ketchup and mayo.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
Kind of like, that's basically like what Raising Cane's sauce is, kind of, sort of. Yeah,
but I really like, so, I mean, ketchup, obviously, that's basic. I'm saying, like, I do like ranch, though, as a backup as well. Like, if I can't get to that particular mix-up, I like to do ranch.
Mine is ketchup and mustard drizzled over the French fries.
Yeah.
But I do like a good aioli.
I'm definitely not sure.
I do like a good aioli. And we had those truffle fries at that place at the resort we went to a while back. Mm-hmm. And they served that with just straight, like, regular old mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. So freaking good. That was really good. But just ketchup and mustard if I'm going for the go-to. Have you ever become intensely investigated in a TV show character? Or invested. Have you ever become intensely invested in a TV show character?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too invested.
Who?
Oh, boy.
Who did you get the most invested in?
Oh, that's such a big question, because I've gotten invested in a lot of characters before. I mean, I feel a little ashamed about it.
Me too.
But for a while there, I got really, really into Scandal.
Yeah.
And like that whole character, Olivia Pope.
Yeah.
And the
Lawyer Squad. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was really into that for a long time. I followed that for while it was still kind of coming out, and I really enjoyed it. And then for a while there, I got really invested into like Grey's Anatomy, but I kind of let that go after like season 20.
Yeah.
I've been kind of over that. but man, for a while there, I'll tell you what. Okay. Degrassi when I was a kid, all the way up until my teen years, even now, really.
Yeah.
That I was invested.
Yeah.
I was invested so hard in all of the characters. I mean, Spinner, Emma, Manny, the whole nine yards. Like, I was in it.
Yeah.
I felt like one of the teen kids that was really, like, going to school every day with them, experiencing all of the things. JT, I mean, the whole nine.
I know nothing about Degrassi. I know, so.
but it was definitely one of my faves. Yeah. I was really, really invested in that all the way up until I was older.
Yeah.
And started watching, like, other things. But, yeah, that's what I got.
The first one that comes to my mind would be Breaking Bad, like Walter White and Jesse Pinkman.
Yeah, we did get really invested in Breaking Bad for a while.
That show, the character development in that show is insane. Insane.
Oh, boy.
I won't say anything in case you've never seen it.
You could just be a boss, like, after anything.
Oh, goddamn.
You could do anything.
And also Game of Thrones was a big one. Like,
we really got into that.
But you can't get attached to those characters. That's
true. But we really got into it, though. I mean,
we really did.
We even had watch parties. We did. Oh, my God. I can't believe I even forgot about that, babe. Yeah. We had weekend watch parties at our house for a while.
Is there a show on right now that we watch?
That we're invested in?
Yeah. Not really, I don't think.
This Is Us.
Not for me. Oh, yeah, This Is Us. Why did we forget about that?
We've been really invested in This Is Us lately.
Freaking Randall.
Oh, man.
I love
what
every
stand-up guy.
Randall and Toby are, like, two of the best television characters ever.
It's fantastic.
And
it's fantastic.
Jack, like, the dad.
I do like
Jack.
Jack, yeah.
Yeah.
I do like Jack, so.
That's hands down one of the best shows I think I've ever seen as far as, like, every single character being relatable.
Yeah, just the way that it's written and directed and scripted, it's perfect. I mean, everything that they try to convey comes out beautifully.
Yeah, and you feel like you're a part of that family. Like,
definitely.
It's that
I'm a Pearson.
I love that show so much. I gave you so much shit whenever you first started watching it, because I just thought it was like another one of your like Grey's Anatomy type shows. But
come on, it's not that bad.
But I don't like Grey's Anatomy at all. It was good up until season six.
That's what I'm saying. It got better. It was better at the beginning than it is right now, I feel.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
But This Is Us, that's top notch.
It's a solid one.
It's a top notch show. Do you like scary movies?
I do. I love scary movies.
Me too.
I find it like a challenge to find something that scares me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I usually am not very easily scared, or even like I love thrillers, like things that kind of get me like thinking and stuff like that. So definitely love like a good little heart racer.
Me too. Like thrillers are hands down the creme de la creme of scary movies.
Like I love psychological thrillers, like where the whole time you're just like, my brain is being so fuckity fucked right now.
My favorite scary movie / thriller, and possibly on like the top five list of favorite movies, would be Skeleton Key.
Oh no.
I love that movie.
Sorry, I was gonna say Get Out.
That's a great one too.
On my top
well, it's list. I liked Skeleton Key for the same reason. Like it's
also,
there's no
Us.
Us, yeah.
I also
who directs those? Those so are that, fucking so amazing.
Basically, anything that Jordan Peele
directs
is probably going to be my new favorite genre of like scary movie.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And there's
even
actually a new one coming out.
Yes,
and I cannot wait. I'm so pumped for it, and I love the fact that like that he exists, because I feel like it's been such a long time since we've had a new director that has come out with actual like very good.
It's original material.
Original
and it's
scary material.
Extremely
sure.
intelligent material, yes. too. Like, it's
so good.
You will come out of those movies being a better person, or at least questioning the person that you are.
I love a good movie that kind of gives me a creep. That gives me a creepy feel.
But they're beautiful
that
movies.
One,
it's
like, I'm telling you, I think,
amazing.
I think Get Out and Us truly, like, really got me.
Yeah.
For sure.
What's the new one about?
I think it's about a like an alien invasion type thing. Yeah.
Neat.
It's like
that sounds fun.
It's like an alien invasion kind of movie. But I think it's a little bit more than that, so it might be, we'll just have to see. But it's definitely going to be cool.
What movie always makes you sad?
Ooh. You know, the first movie that comes to mind is Selena.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every time I watch Selena, which is so ridiculous.
That is a sad
movie. That movie always makes me cry. It always makes me cry.
It's because she had so much,
because
like,
she's so sweet and beautiful.
And she had so, like, such a bright future.
She
like,
did.
She would have went
she died
farther.
For nothing.
She would have went so
that's what's annoying. She died
so
for
far.
Nothing. She died for nothing.
Yeah.
It, for nothing.
Yeah.
That lady was already on the freaking payroll. You were already getting paid, ma'am.
Yeah.
What did you gain by killing your employer?
Yeah.
What did you gain? Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know, but the movie itself always makes me sad. That's for sure.
Well, my answer is the same answer as the next question, which is what movie always makes you happy? And I have the same movie for both questions.
Okay.
Forrest Gump.
I was going to say that as my
Forrest
second.
Forrest friggin' Gump.
I like, was like, Forrest Gump always makes me kind of sad too, though.
That movie fills me with so much joy and sadness simultaneously.
Yeah.
Like, also in my top five list of like favorite movies ever. Like, that is literally probably one of the most perfect movies ever made.
You know,
in my opinion,
I'm going to say a movie that always brings me joy is, that's hard, you know?
The Big Lebowski is also a great one.
That is a good one. Okay, I'm going to say Mulan.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's my favorite Disney movie, so anytime I watch it, I mean, I'm always going to be happy.
If I'm going for just a purely happy movie, oh, gosh. It would be the original Aladdin, like the cartoon Aladdin.
Yeah.
That movie.
I mean, it is a good one. I do
such
like
a
Aladdin.
Such a great movie. What's the most, or what's an embarrassing moment that's stuck with you your entire life?
Oh, an embarrassing moment?
Oh, I know mine already.
Oh, boy. Okay, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, yeah. All right, I'm gonna share it. So, that time I got food poisoning.
Oh.
When I was in high school, a senior in high school, I ate some food at home that day, and I think that, like, my mom had given me some bad chili or something. I don't know what it was, but something about that did not go well. And later on that night, I had to work like an overnight shift. So it really didn't even hit me until like late at night. Like when you're usually at home in the comfort of your own home, like you could be next to your toilet and it'd be no problem. But this, yeah. I was at work this night, went to work. And I, at the time, I worked at a place called Laser Quest. And if you don't know what that is, it's basically like a large freaking maze of like laser tag. And so I'm constantly walking around this maze, like, keeping up with kids and making sure that nobody, you know, dies or whatever. So, it's really intensive, and really fun. But that night I was working and happened to be standing like just, you know, in the, what we call it, the airlock. And, I started to just get like this bubbly feeling in my stomach, and I was just like, man, like something's not right, you know, but I had already not felt very good leading up to that actual, shift. I knew that I didn't feel very well, but I still wanted to go because I knew it wasn't like a contagious thing. I just thought that maybe my tummy was upset and that it would pass. And also I needed the money and I couldn't really cancel, you know, mm-hmm. work. So I figured, you know, nothing's wrong at this point. I'm just going to go. And then as soon as I got there, I spent half of the shift on the toilet. And then the other half, I was like trying to recover from the first half of the shift on the toilet and trying to do work. And then I'm standing in like the back airlock and I, you know, go to do something in the back office. And I just felt this urge to, you know, upheave. And as I did, I also relieved at the same time in my pants everywhere. It was like, I mean,
water poop.
The worst experience of my life. I mean, and I'm not even going to go into like the details of how.
Could have shit through a screen door.
Just stop it. Stop it. It just wasn't great, you guys. It just wasn't great. It was awful. I literally had to call someone to take over the game and lock myself in that office while I cleaned up myself and tried to like freaking get myself cleaned enough to get like out of that room and then go home and then deal with being sick for 4 days.
Yeah.
It was just awful. I've never experienced anything like that in my entire life. I mean, I was like so sick that I had to wear like Depends for a couple of days because like I just, even in my sleep, I couldn't control my bowels. Like it was awful. Like the it was the worst. Sorry. I'm serious. It was the worst food poisoning I have ever experienced.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That sounds pretty terrible.
I would never wish that on anyone.
That sounds pretty terrible.
I lost like 20 pounds that whole like 4 days. Because yeah. I was just like, I couldn't even eat.
Food poisoning will do that for sure. I was drinking
water and eating like broth and literally shitting my guts out.
Oh, man.
For 4 days. It was like not great at all.
Oh, God.
So if that doesn't take the cake, I don't know what does.
Well, mine's more awkward than it was.
That's okay.
I'm sure there's more embarrassing moments, but like the first thing that came to my mind when I found this question was when I was in like probably fifth grade, maybe sixth grade. I was like 11 or 12.
Yeah.
You know, right in that like hormones starting to rage phase, I had like a boner that I could not get rid of at school. I was like at school. And like I was getting close to being the end of the class, and I was like, "Why won't this fucking thing go away?" Like, and like one of my friends like saw my tent, my tent pitching. He's like, "Dude, you got a boner?" I'm like, "Shut the fuck up!" Like, it will not go away. So I like carry my backpack in front of me, and like that was more of an he didn't say anything. He was a good friend. He knew what we were going through at that time in our lives. He didn't say anything to anybody. But yeah, like, yeah. That's funny. Okay. Okay. That's the only thing I could think of. Okay, what would your last meal be?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go like completely Southern fried. I want a whole chicken dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Like a Charlie's dinner, basically. Mm-hmm. I want some chicken that's like fried. I want mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, a cornbread muffin.
Oh, yeah.
Some kind of green.
Ooh.
And definitely like a good, like a big cup of Coke. Like, I don't give a shit. I'm from the South, y'all. Like, we eat the shittiest shit. And that's definitely my, I would go out with that meal.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Ding. Add a biscuit.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Add gravy. And it's, I mean, all
you
good.
You couldn't go wrong with that.
I mean, it's so good.
Mine's also Southern. But it's, I would so go good. For like a big like crawfish boil, like potatoes and corn.
Yeah.
Or any type of seafood done in the Cajun style. Oh, God.
I do like Cajun food.
I could eat
that
till...
That would be such a good way to go out too.
Eat till I'm dead. Just a pie.
That's a good choice.
Just a mountain. Just a mountain of crawfish and potatoes and corn and... Oh, any side you can throw at me that's
a
good
that
Southern side.
And then that lovely buttery goodness, like, with the sauce that's all in the bottom of the bag.
Yes, shit's dripping down to your elbows.
Oh, gosh. That sounds delicious.
Like, I want it to be, I want it to still be so, like, juicy and buttery that you roll your sleeves up and your sleeves still get wet.
The butter's just,
just dripping down your elbows. We just ate and I'm starving.
I know. That made me, I feel like I didn't even eat anything. Okay.
What do you like? What do you like about yourself today?
Oh, today?
Today.
Today. Just today?
I mean, I guess like now, like at this phase in your life.
You go first.
I kind of like the old man inside of me that is just tired and unimpressed by the entire world. Like I kind of like it. There's a little bit of a peace and not giving a shit. Like,
yeah,
I feel a lot less like impressionable, and I feel a lot more comfortable in my own skin than I did like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And that's,
well, that's good.
The secret is 100% realizing that nothing fucking matters.
Mm-hmm.
We're just hairless monkeys on a rock hurtling through the universe, and we're completely insignificant.
That's a good way to look at it, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remind me.
What do you like about yourself today?
Oh yeah. Okay. Wow. I like about myself today. You know, I really like about myself that I have like extreme drive towards my dreams and goals. You know, I don't, I mean, I do have times that maybe I will waver a little bit, even try to run or quit, but I always come back to trying to figure out like a plan or some kind of way to make it happen.
Yeah.
And so I do admire that about myself. I do think that that's like one of the key things that a lot of people don't realize is such a big thing that you need to have, like when it comes to doing like your own thing or just taking control of your life. I mean, you can't really take charge and go forward with doing anything without being like headstrong. You have to carry a torch to push through situations. And so some of us have it in other ways and other things, like their attributes kind of, you know, stick out. I just happen to be like that person who I and maybe it's because I'm a Sag, but, and I always go back to my zodiac sign, but I feel like it is one of those things that really, like, the characteristics fit me so well. And I call myself like a trailblazer.
Yeah.
Like, I do always try to like open up some path that will allow other people to follow as well.
Yeah, I agree. You are a trailblazer. You are, what's the word I'm looking for? There's a
weed
word.
Whacker. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, you're good. You
you're strong.
You're very headstrong and perseverant, and I like that about you too.
Well, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. What is an area in your life? Did I answer mine?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
you
I did. Me. Yeah, what's an area in your life where you feel like something's missing?
Oh.
I'm going to say, like, just, like, my job. Mm-hmm. And I would love to travel more. Like, I feel kind of trapped well, we're getting sometimes. There. Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
We are. We're working towards it.
Yeah, it's a process. But I know, I definitely know that that's one of the big things for you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm ready to not be doing what I'm doing.
And we're getting there very yeah. slowly but surely. I think that literally 6 months to a year from now, we're definitely going to be doing more travel.
Let's just put it this way. I'm happy I broke my leg.
I mean, it did give you a lot of good time to just, you know, like reflect on yourself and spend some time like just working on your hobbies. Like you've been able to do more like tarot reading and oracle reading and stuff like just.
And reading. Reading books.
Yeah, just reading books and literally just tending to the things that you like, which we tend to usually never have energy or even have like the thought for when we're like always working
yeah.
and always putting those things first. So you being off work right now gives you that time to put all that in the forefront right now.
Yeah.
Just focus on things that you like.
I am.
That you enjoy.
I am.
So that's...
What about you?
That's important.
An area in your life you feel like something's missing.
Something's missing.
I mean, do you feel like we could eat more cabbage? Like,
yeah, I'm trying to think. Okay. something's missing. You know, I think when it comes to like the correct financial literacy, maybe.
Yeah.
That would be something like I still have yet to find the right person who has the answer to all of the questions that I have.
That's because no one does.
I know, but it's just so hard to find a person who really specializes in like the things that you have questions about.
That's a book you're going to have to write.
The point is yeah, I feel like we've gotten to the point that we had to self-teach ourselves all the stuff that we know now.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
It took us time how to figure out, you know, really like how credit cards work or how like... interest works or, you know, what freaking percentage is what on a car and how to do this and how to do that. And we kind of taught ourselves like a lot of financial literacy things that wasn't taught to us beforehand.
Yeah.
So it would have been nice to at least like get more information. I feel like at this point in our lives, like I know more about my personal stuff than I do about my business stuff still. Like I'm still trying to learn like, you know, how to properly do every single aspect of a business financially correct.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, trying to keep my personal finances at the same level too.
Yeah.
So it would be nice if there was like more accessible, like financial literacy that was not so hard to understand or not so hard to like access.
Yeah. I've definitely been shooting from the hip my entire life.
Yeah.
My entire adult life. Next question. Does social media make you feel better or worse about yourself?
I would say it's a split.
Yeah.
I would say for the most part, I don't care that much about social media.
Yeah.
But in the same wave, there are times that it can make you feel bad. Like when I do business things, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I post personal things, I could care two shits. When I post business things, I feel like, yeah, it does sting a little bit when you have at least 200 people on your page and only 5 or 7 people like your post. But then they say, well, it's just because I don't see your post. But then clearly you post a post that says, well, you've seen it. And everyone says, well, oh, it must be my algorithm. You saw this post. So how is it that it's your algorithm? I don't understand.
Yeah.
And it's like, fine. That's fine. I'm not bitter.
You're not?
No, you're I'm not? Not bitter, but I do believe that people need to, they need to show more of their support outwardly. It's nice to say, like, yes, I do support you, and it's nice to have that. Verbalize it instead of it being internalized.
Yeah.
And just, you know, I'm not going to know you support me just by you staring at the screen and saying, like, yeah, go, girl. Like, hello, give me a like and say something so that I know that you're even there. I mean, literally 90% of my family doesn't support half of the things I do. They say they do, but they don't literally never.
Yeah.
They're never checking in on anything I'm doing. They never really listen to my stuff or follow my things or buy my stuff or any of that crap. It's like, whatever. I think that in the end, what's important is just knowing that beyond anything else, like, that my happiness comes first.
Yeah.
Whether or not other people support it. And that's, like, the thing I'm trying to remind myself of now, is that it doesn't really matter how many people like or follow or support, because I am literally still making enough money to pay my bills, and I'm still making enough money to be successful whether you like it or not.
Yeah. 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 No, that's a good way to look at it. Like, it's all about building yourself up. You can't rely on anybody else to build you up.
Like, yeah, that's the part I'm trying to shed, because I had a lot of, like, growing up feeling like I had to have this approval or, like, wanting to feel like people supported me, and trying to get that outward, like, praise.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even care anymore. I just try to praise myself. I try to remind myself of how far I've come and how far that I've pushed my own self, and no one else did that for me. Like, we did that.
Yeah.
Like, you and me being there for each other is what got us where we are. It wasn't anyone else. I mean, my mom also helped, but aside from that, no one else really had a hand in any of the things that we've accomplished together. That was you and me.
Yeah.
And that's nothing that anyone can take away, even if they don't like it, even if they never clap for me.
That's
like,
right.
I can still clap for myself and say that I did that.
That's right. Yeah. That's good. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Mine, how does social media make me feel?
Yeah.
It makes me feel really good about myself, and it makes me lose complete and total faith in the rest of the world. Because, oh God, there's just so many stupid, spineless, and ignorant people in the world. And I'm talking about, like, both sides of the political fence. I can't stand hardcore leftists, and I can't stand hardcore rightists.
Honestly, and I just hate all of politics.
They're all idiots. They're all ignorant idiots.
I just wish that we could have, like, I don't know, a world of no politics.
I wish we could have common sense. I don't know. Is what I wish we could have.
It's obnoxious to me.
Yeah, it is. And the 87-year-old inside of me does not give a fuck about any of those people.
Yeah, and neither do I.
Yeah. To get back on a happy note, what music really affects your mood? I'm going to go ahead and answer mine first. Okay. All music affects my mood.
Yeah.
Every bit of it.
Yeah.
I love almost all music. And it really just depends on what I'm jiving with at the time. Sometimes I listen to classical. Sometimes I listen to instrumental jazz music. Sometimes I listen to, you know, Norse pagan heathen music. Sometimes I listen to classic rock or oldies. Like, it just depends. I love all music.
Yeah.
Even some hip hop starting to, like.
Roar on you a little.
Yeah, yeah. I hated Eminem when I was a kid. I really like Eminem now.
Well, you know, he's cool. Yeah. He's definitely invited to the barbecue. I would say for me, like, 80s pop always gets me.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite genre of music.
Solid.
And I can always get down to, like, some Duran Duran or, you know, anything in that field.
Yeah,
because 80s all of those songs are so, so good. I mean, like, I have all kinds of bands I could list off, but I don't want to even get started.
Yeah.
It's just so hard.
Music is, like, the hardest thing to, like, pick a favorite genre on.
Yeah, because I listen to a lot of different kinds.
I would say I listen to mostly classical. That's the one that's, though,
like, always consistent. Like, I can turn on any 80s pop station and there's gonna be a song that pops up. It's gonna be like some random song that pops up and I'm like, yeah, like, that's my jam.
Yeah.
You know?
I can listen to them all day.
I even really like binaural frequencies or even though that's not really music. But
I think it's music.
Kind of is music, yeah.
Synthwaves, basically.
Oh my God.
Synthwave is like our new favorite type. Oh,
I was getting ready to say that. Like, it's crazy, but I love electronic dance music.
Yeah, we like synthwave.
Yes. For sure, right now, my favorite genre of music is electronic dance music, like synthwave music.
Yeah, well, I like the ones that really, I don't remember what it was that we listened to the other night when we were sleeping, but it made me feel like I was in a, '80s.
It was 80s synth, is what it was called. That's literally what it was called.
Okay, that, yeah, I loved it. It made me feel like I was in like a video game.
Oh my God.
Like a relaxing video game, and I loved every minute of it. It made me sleep so hard.
I think that's what I like about it so much, is it makes me think of when I was a little kid, like the... It's like the intro screen to a video game, yeah. Like video game music.
More like the intro to my dreams.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love it. It's I freaking fantastic. Love it. One last question.
Our 21 question.
And it may be the most important question.
Okay.
Paper or plastic?
Wow, so important. Okay. God, that's hard. You know, I'm definitely going to say I'm a paper gal, but I do tend to get a lot of plastic too. But here's the thing.
We do get a lot of plastic because we forget to take stuff.
Here's the thing is that I want to use more bags. Like I have
like
bags.
Totes?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I have totes for shopping, but I always buy more than my totes.
Yeah.
Like I do not have 45 totes. I need to get some, I guess.
Yeah.
But I do not mind getting the plastic because I don't throw away my plastic.
We do reuse.
I always recycle the plastic. Like, we always keep our plastic around for, like, projects or, like, just putting them on stuff or putting them in stuff or, like, whatever. Like, I just literally have, like, a bag full of plastic that I hold on to in case I need it. And for paper, I always reuse. Like, sometimes I'll even reuse the plastic in, like, packaging and things because I send a lot of crap.
Yeah.
I also reuse the paper in packaging as well. So. Yeah. So nothing really ever goes to waste, but I do always prefer paper if they offer that because I always reuse my paper bags.
We definitely use more plastic than I would like to, but I think we should definitely have more totes because that's honestly the most.
Well, then I'm just gonna start ordering
environmentally friendly. Yeah, they're cheap too. Yeah, you can get cheap totes.
Yeah, I'm gonna start ordering me a couple of packs of totes because I currently only, I think I only have like 3 or 4, maybe like 5 totes.
Yeah.
I don't have enough to do an entire like grocery shopping, but I do have enough to do like a short shopping trip.
Yeah.
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 So well, that's something that we can work up to.
Yeah, for sure.
So now that we've asked those 21 questions, do you feel like you got to know me better or that you already knew everything that you needed to know about me?
I think I knew everything except for your favorite book. I don't think I knew that the Fahrenheit
451.
I didn't know that was your favorite book. I really want to read that book.
Yeah, well, I have it.
And I've got plenty of time right now. As soon as I finish the Hermetica,
yeah.
I'm starting that book. I'm starting that book.
I mean, yeah, I've got it for you, so you're more than welcome to get it to go.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but no, I think that those are all, like, really great questions.
Yeah.
And I do feel like they really, they're definitely, like, deeper than surface level.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times when we're getting to those
Well, see, that's the thing. Is
everything feels a little stale on the outside, you know?
Well, that was the thing. I wanted to pick questions that were, like, easy and, like, kind of appeared to be surface level questions, but... Yeah. Really, like, you can really get a feel for what kind of a person they are just by these, like, really simple questions, yeah. I think. And so, that's why I chose the questions that I chose.
Hopefully those are helpful, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, this has been another Mundane Monday.
Yes, it has.
We hope that you all have enjoyed this talk and all of these questions with us. It's been kind of fun to just do something a little silly.
Yeah, and if you'd like to maybe check us out on Instagram or Facebook, you can find us at the Heathen in the Hedge podcast. You can find us there. You can comment. Yeah. You can share with us. Like, just give us some ideas. Talking about people not giving feedback on stuff. Like, that's something we would love is to have more feedback from you guys.
We have like 10 to 20 regular listeners, and we would love to get more regular listeners. But I know that, like, our group has been kind of a little dry lately. So we would love to, you know, get more interactions with you all. And we will try our best to maybe do more, like, lives or more, like, things that kind of get more interactive.
So yeah, or, like, which...
all, you know, let us know what you want to see.
Yeah, or which day is your favorite? Do you like Monday, Wednesday, or Friday the best? Like,
yeah, just definitely.
Any feedback you're wanting to give us, give it to us.
Yeah, it's better than nothing, and it lets us know what you all want to hear.
Yeah. I think that's going to be all for this week's Mundane Monday. And yeah,
this is... Thank you all so much for being here.
It's been a fun one.
And this has been Heathen in the Hedge Podcast. I'm Shay.
My name is Merlin.
And we will see you all next time. Blessed be y'all.
Love you guys.
Peace.